Good morning. Today is Thursday, May the 20th. Joining us this morning is Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck. You know, you told me you were going to bring in people from Humboldt State, friends from Humboldt State. You were going to be this big bridge builder.
Wait a minute. Let me just make sure.
And I'm just kind of wondering what happened here. Did they decide that you didn't buy them breakfast this morning? So never mind.
I asked you the question why you don't have folks from Humboldt State on here, and you suggested that I bring them with me.
Yes.
And I didn't decline that, but I have yet to reach out.
Oh. So,
you can't
inertia.
Throw them under the bus. So
no, because the bus isn't rolling. Okay, I got you.
I have not reached out and offered for them to
That would be an education joke, huh?
Sure.
The bus isn't rolling?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I got another one for you. Why do we play April Fool's jokes on people on April 1st?
Because it's April Fool's Day.
Try it again.
So that one didn't work?
No. Do you do April Fool's Day jokes?
Of course. Okay. I don't get really down and dirty on the hardcore pranking like that. I think
that would
this
be
year on April Fool's
creative.
Day, yeah, well, this year on April Fool's Day, we got my 12-year-old daughter up and told her she needed to get up in a hurry because it snowed last night. And she was very disappointed in me.
She bought that.
It really didn't snow, yes. I think my mom played that one on me when I was about her age as well for April Fool's. So family tradition.
There you go.
So as far as the rationale behind that, I'm wondering if it goes back to, the royalty days of the royal jester and et cetera, something to do with that.
All right. Until the middle of the 16th century, the European New Year began on March 25th, the day that was marked with the beginning of spring. To celebrate the New Year, festivities involving much gift-giving and party-going were held for 7 days, culminating on
April 1st.
Around 1564, King Charles IX of France changed the calendar, moving the beginning of the New Year to January 1st. Many people who either didn't get the word or simply refused to honor the change, continued to exchange gifts and hold parties on
April 1st.
Because of this, they were called
April Fools.
And I feel like were mocked by others.
I feel like the Mad Libs game where I'm inserting.
They were sent frivolous presents, invited them to non-existent parties, and played other pranks on them. Eventually, people just pretended to go through the rituals, and the day became just a day of pranks.
See, I got it partially right because I said it dated back to royalty.
Yes.
Except I was completely wrong.
What century that might have been didn't enter into it, did it?
That's true. I guess you could still say royalty is there in England, so.
And France, and Sweden, mm-hmm. and I don't know, Germany doesn't have any more, do they?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's probably worthy of a cruise. Down the Danube.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to work on that one for a remote broadcast.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm wondering if they're even open. You still probably get good deals on cruises.
Oh, there's sure. Right now it's going gangbusters, and there you are, booked up big time.
Cruises are, huh? I mean, look. I know airlines are horrible. Holy smokes, you talk about cost of doing things these days. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going out on Sunday, and I'm hearing rumors that rental cars are more expensive than the air flight.
That's what I'm hearing, and I'm hearing if you want...
I'll report back next week.
If you want a rental car, you're better off to just go down to the U-Haul and rent the van and drive the U-Haul around. So there's always an option for you.
You know, and that would really stun people, I think, if I pulled up with the U-Haul wondering, geez, did you drive here from California? No, just Dallas, nothing exciting.
Yes. Well, you may be Ubering it. That may be your
for an hour and a half
economical.
Drive?
It may be cheaper. I don't know.
Eek. That'd be frightening also.
Well, that depends.
But
on
I wonder
who your
in Dallas
is.
What an Uber is. Is it one of these little cars or is it like a truck?
You can request whatever you'd like. There's Uber Luxury, there's Uber Compact, Budget. There's different levels.
Apparently you're far more versed in this than I.
I have Ubered a time or two.
Have you?
Yeah,
I've never dad even did before he died. I've not.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You might have to give it a try.
I'm not really excited about other kids' crumbs.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, gee. Speaking of planning, whether it's for trips.
Thing about Uber rides, though, is it depends on your driver. It could either be a really long silent drive or a very talkative. It's kind of like getting on the airplane and just luck of the draw who you sit
You roll the
to.
Dice, yeah.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, I've gone both ways on that one. Yeah. Planning, I would think, is kind of halfway dicey right now because of so many things that being up in the air. Are you going to have staff? Are you going to be able to find staff to do everything? Yes or no? A cost of doing things? Yes or no? Availability of resources? Yes or no? Et cetera, et cetera. Textbooks, are you going to need them? Yes or no? All that kind of stuff. How do you plan?
So I guess yes, no, maybe, yes, no. Did I get them in order right? Have you all your questions?
It just depends on what things look like in September.
So I can say several things. In August, because we now start school in August and have for the past 25 years or so. I know it's been a while since you were in school. So
Labor Day weekend, baby.
Throw that one in there for you. Yeah. So we will be in school, open for in-person instruction, full-day instruction, back to quote-unquote normal. Next fall. We've made that commitment. The only thing that would stop us from that at this point right now is if public health comes out and says, thou shall not. The governor has made the commitment that he's not extending the bill that allowed us the flexibility to have shorter days. I appreciate that. That gives us the opportunity to say we will be back for in-person instruction.
What about summer school? I mean, he's still sticking to this June 15th date. Why that's a magical date, I don't know. Rest of the country is already loosening up, I guess, other than New Jersey and one or two other states. Is that going to permit a regular, normal graduation, summer school, all that kind of registration in person, all those types of things?
Graduation, no, because graduation is before June 15th, and so that creates an issue with that. However, I will say this.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm seeing, June 11th.
You got it.
Is that what you're going by?
Yep, June 11th. So
I'd bump it back 3 days and just say, never mind.
I don't think that June 15th holds any other significance other than no masking for folks who are vaccinated. I haven't seen the full
inside
rollout
stuff
of that.
And things like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a whole lot different. I think it makes a difference for those who are vaccinated. But I haven't seen the full rollout of it. We are having in-person graduation, though. That is happening.
And we'll talk about that one when we come back. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Fred, I mess with my kids' minds, Van Fleck.
My personal children only, though. Not the children of the school.
Well,
district.
I said my.
Yes.
So
yes.
I implied yours.
And I will.
You mess with Winston a little bit if you want to.
They're still my students in the school district. We commonly refer to it as that. So they all fall under our responsibility.
A little plural possessive there, huh?
Yeah, I was having a little bit of issues with that.
See, I remember a little bit from Mrs. G. So graduation is being handled in so many different ways. We have football games going on. We got baseball games going on. We got 3-foot separation, but we can't have graduation.
Wrestling going on.
Yeah, okay. So even more touchy times. Can't have graduation.
We can't have graduation in person. We are doing graduation in person.
With a crowd?
As of now, yes, with a crowd. What could change that is if our colors change. And so if we remain in the orange.
Red and green forever, I thought.
Well, let's not go to red because red's a bad color right now. Unless, of course, you're referring to the red and green. Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha. That was so easy.
I know. I teed it up for you.
And you even checked off on it for a couple of counts trying to figure out what I was saying.
Right. Well, actually, just so the listening audience knows, Brian worked that out ahead of time so I could tee it up for him.
Oh, yeah. Like anything's rehearsed around here.
If we remain in the tier we're in right now, it looks like, and don't hold me to this, but it looks like we'll be able to do about 8 tickets per graduate or somewhere in that vicinity.
Well, that's about a normal average, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
give
close.
Or take.
That won't be up to the full capacity of – no, I'm sorry. It's 4 tickets. It's 8 tickets for the middle schools. It's 4 tickets for the high schools, and so it's below.
Some of the remodeling already started on in the grandstands, or
no, we have to have the social distancing. We're still there. We can only go
at the high school, but not at the junior high.
Well, the junior high doesn't have as many students who graduate in eighth grade because it's divided between Winship and Zane.
Oh, okay. And so your physicalness, you just have got
right. You just less students up there, so
less walkers.
Correct. Zoe Barnum, same type of thing, you know, less folks to graduate, so that it'll be likely not an issue.
Still at Eureka High?
Correct. They all
outside
at Albee Stadium. Yep. And you know, Albee Stadium right now is the track's a mess. Oh my gosh, it's just all delaminating the rubber and everything. And so we're very much looking forward to getting that project rolling. So we're in the planning stages right now, held up in the California Environmental Quality Act review.
Why?
For wetlands, which is interesting because we have to...
Your own fill.
That's correct. But we created our own wetlands when that was built back in the early 1900s. And so when we create our own wetlands, we have to replace wetlands at a minimum, like for like, but more likely 2-to-1 ratio.
So you just give them some of the gully? Say, here's your wetlands?
We can't do that. It's got to be in the area because we actually own...
Well, that's only across the street, right?
Right. Well, we actually own another 7 acres down below the baseball field of the goalie.
Towards 14th?
Correct. And that was actually donated by the Pearsons back around, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. And we were hopeful that we could do something with that for our wetlands. And they said, no, it has to be created in the vicinity of where they are right now.
Now you can't put a pond in or a lake.
Nope.
And make it an architectural feature.
Nope. No, well, yes, we can put a pond in. But it, you know, our pond.
Stock it with fish?
Our pond will look much like your favorite pond over on the Lafayette campus.
Oh, well, that's not really a pond. That's more of just a mistake.
That's exactly what it looks like, but that's what's required by the California Stormwater Retention for that portion of it. And then that also classifies as some of the wetlands for that area as well. But since it has the wetlands, grasses, and so forth in it, the other thing we have to look out for is the nesting animals. To make sure.
Now, what nesting animal is there on the 30-yard line?
Birds. And where they're in the brush that's along the sides of the stadium. And so we can't
disturb. So like up where there were supposed to be more stands, or there were stands at one point?
That's accurate. Any place where there's existing brush, we can't disturb during the nesting season.
And the nesting season is?
I won't get this exactly right, but I want to say it's something like February through August or something like that. It's basically the building season when our dry season is.
So this fall you could go in there with some weed whackers and knock it back because there'd be nothing nesting in there, and then give yourself some more flexibility in the future years?
No. You're not allowed to destroy the habitat where the nesting may happen. You're allowed to disturb the area where the nesting may happen, but you have to be very careful about that.
So there'll never be grandstands over on that side of the stadium again?
It's highly unlikely, yes. And that's not the area where the biggest nesting issue is. The biggest nesting is on the area closest to Bud Cloney Field. There's a bunch of willows up in that area that goes down the outfield. It would be the right field section there where the scoreboard is. Right down that whole section right there, there's a tremendous number of willows and so forth in there that we have to be careful with.
Spotted owl?
Haven't seen one yet.
Now, you mentioned the baseball field. Are you going to get those portables out of there? Is that all going to get cleaned up this summer?
Portables are gone. Portables actually aren't even, they're not gone yet, but the portables will be gone as a part of this project. Those are actually the ag classrooms that were down there. The old welding shop will be gone. That'll be turned into a parking lot area. The wood shop will stay down there because the wood shop was built in the early 2000s, still a building that's in fantastic condition.
It's still viable.
Yep. Okay. And the wood shop was actually built for on that fill because it has what's called a floating slab. It has pour-in-place piers that go down to the native bedrock. I don't know if it's bedrock, at least native soil.
It goes down far enough.
Right. Yeah. So it could actually, if, let's say all that fill washed out from under it, it would be kind of like a pier floating up in the air on those.
A house in Alabama on the coast.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
Picture that. Yeah.
See that? Free parking.
Yes.
The driveway might be a little rough to get to, though.
Yes. Yeah. Put the four-wheel drive in.
There you go. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Fred. I'm the superintendent, Van Fleck.
Good morning.
I read your badge.
Yeah, what badge?
The one right on your tie.
The one on my tie? I don't wear a name badge.
Yeah, you're so anonymous.
I know, yes. One of the few people left in Humboldt County that wears a suit every day, I think. There's a few people out there who do, but not a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I don't know why I got out of the routine.
You used to wear a tie. I never wore
the jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest thing I think is trying to find shoes.
I'm not in this.
That are of this yet. Century. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah, just comment. That's all.
No, my feet are not nearly as big as yours.
If that's one of my goals of going back to Oklahoma is to try to find a pair of either lizard or ostrich boots that fit.
Okay. What size are you?
15.
Yeah, I'm a 14, so.
Oh, man, I could have given you so many boots. Nah.
You know
I had
what?
Seven of them.
I've gotten the boot before, and I don't like it, so okay. I'm okay.
Not even ostrich, huh? The gym. Rumors are things are supposed to have been happening.
Yes, we are optimistic that that area will be fenced off for graduation and groundbreaking starting by the time graduation is going. We're actually thinking it's going to be that first week in June that they're going to be in there. We have a pre-construction meeting coming up this week. The bid has been awarded. Thompson Builders will be completing the gym.
Is that Tommy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's unfortunately
out of the area,
but we're required by law to take the lowest qualified bidder, and they were the lowest qualified bidder. They'll use several local subcontractors.
So when these guys come in, whoever it is, then they have, I would presume that they've already factored in all the lodging and per diems and all that kind of stuff for their crews to... It's all wrapped up into it. It's not
secondary. One would assume. We don't get to see all that, but one would assume, yeah. That's not on top of the bid price, that's for sure.
Huh. I wonder how they're able to do that then. I mean, the living expenses on top of what the locals would have bid it.
Well, remember, they don't bring in that many people. They have their core crew that they bring in, but they also use a lot of subcontractors who are local who don't have to pay that additional amount to.
And they're able to find them?
You can find anybody if you're willing to pay the right price.
Well, yeah, that's
and that gym is certainly at the right price for a lot of people to be interested in working on it.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez, as prevailing wage is that one of those projects? Is that a prevailing wage?
Absolutely, and that's a big factor in what the price is of the gym is prevailing wage. Another factor
what
is
prevailing that, wage now?
Well, it depends on the trade. There's different prevailing wage.
Pick one or two of them for you.
Well, I can give you the general amount of what it is in all the trades.
Okay.
A lot. You know,
that clever insight is why you wear those ties with the badge on it. Yes.
Yes, I know. I couldn't give you the exact amount. I know it's pretty steep. And it differs by trade and it differs by region.
There is a regional?
There is a regional.
Okay.
But we're lumped into some of the regionals with the Bay Area and so forth. And so it's incredibly high. That's not something that I focus on at all because we have absolutely no control over it.
It just is. If you take the money, it's part of the deal,
so
to speak.
That's correct.
The dollars that were set aside, are they going to be able to complete the project?
Yes.
With the price increases that there have been in materials?
Yes. So we have a hard number on the gym. They cannot change that number unless there's some unforeseen conditions. Thompson Builders.
Oh, okay.
Unless there's unforeseen conditions.
So they're going to have to scramble to find materials?
That's correct.
And bring it in at that price?
That's correct. That's their responsibility.
Now, do they have to go local with that, or is that?
Nope.
So they're not running down to the local lumber yard picking it up. They could be trucking it in from Modesto.
They could be, yes. I would be surprised if they're not using a local builder source up here someplace.
Do you get that information?
On who they use?
Yeah.
For all the subcontractors, yes, that's part of the bid. They have to supply us with the information of the subcontractors they use. As far as who they use for building materials and so forth, no, we do not get that information.
Yeah. So. You're saying, you know, at least guys you know that are being helped out, or if you have to go back, okay, if it's a plumbing situation, you know, and these folks are out of town and it's 5 years from now, you know at least who to go to.
Right. Maples Plumbing, that's a subcontractor on the gym.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, who's the roofer?
I don't know that right offhand.
Why not?
I just happen to know it's Maples for the plumbing. No. I don't know who
the
roofer is.
Would Dale take you out for lunch?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I had absolutely nothing to do with Dale getting on there as a subcontractor. In fact, he submitted his bid to Thompson Builders, and that's who Thompson Builders selected to include inside their packet. So we have absolutely no control or say in who the subcontractors are on the lowest bid. And that sometimes is scary because you could end up with any Tom, Dick, or Harry who may or may not be that good.
Yeah, somebody who's been around for a long time and you know isn't.
Could be that way as
well. But they have their standards that they still have to hit, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And it the whole project is inspected from stem to stern, from day one all the way through the completion by an inspector that is employed by the school district and has to be qualified through the Division of State Architects as well.
So you're pretty much hands-off?
As far as...
I mean, you may want to walk around the construction site just to drool a little bit and see what's going on.
We are definitely not hands-off. We're very hands-on because imagine the last time you did a remodel in your house. How'd that go? There's always issues that come up that you have to work through and figure out. But as far as inspecting, we're absolutely hands-off, other than the inspector reporting back to the district and the architect issues that potentially...
Well, they know where your office is, so they can come across the street and if they have a question. But.
Well, actually, they can just holler across the street on this project.
Oh, well,
it's going to be noisy for us for a while.
Yeah, they can yell all they want. You're not going to hear it. However, hand signals. I know you're sensitive to those.
Well, construction site. I do not like those hand signals that they send across a construction site always.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck. So we've got all kinds of different challenges that are out there. You've got summertime pretty well, at least it's out of your hands and things are going.
Summer school's happening. We have our principals lined up. We have our students lined up. And summer school's happening, K-12.
Is it regular classes or is it jewelry and pottery and elective types of classes?
Yes, it is both. It is both enrichment and remediation, depending on who the student is. High school level, there'll be a full caveat of remedial classes because they're students who need credit recovery. Plus, for some of those students who want to get ahead or have some enrichment type classes, those options will be out there as well.
I got a screwy question for you. Heard it, was it this weekend? I think it was. The state of California, the UC, is not going to be accepting ACT or SAT test scores?
That's my understanding.
What is that all about?
They're moving away from them. They're
to what?
Standardized, because that they say that standardized testing is inequitable to all students.
So what are they going to judge it by? I mean, certainly GPA is more biased and goofy than what the SAT and the ACT tests are.
I'm not sure how they're going to do. I do know the UCs also use the personal statement, and that's a big deal if you have a good personal statement. The CSUs do not use a personal statement. CSUs have some sort of logarithm on GPAs, and your personal commitment doesn't count like it does in a UC system.
Boy, talk about some fiction.
Well, the interesting thing is for instance, probably Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is one of, if not the toughest CSU to get into
right.
in California. It's really a crapshoot on your GPA, and I mean, that's really what they go off of.
Well, they don't get too many 3 points in there, though.
Well, they took me, and I was barely a 2 point.
You want to talk about the old days? Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't get into Cal Poly these days.
I'm not sure I'd get out of Eureka High these days.
I was a well-qualified student out of high school, but not well-qualified enough for the today's standard, that's for sure. The UCs play much heavier on that personal statement and not as heavy on the GPA. So if you're a student who has a very strong GPA in applying to a UC and a very strong personal statement because of what's life happened to you or how you made life happen
Other
for
stuff,
you,
yeah.
It'll get you in. So they would rather have someone who is more well-rounded at a UC according to the personal statement than they would with somebody with a 5.0 GPA.
A what?
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean,
a kids, 5?
Yeah, kids get very close to that. It's not going to be a 5.0, but they get very close to that because of all the weighted classes they take. I mean, we have students now who are taking those weighted classes, and how you make it even higher is you go to CR and take a couple classes as well, and those are weighted.
So how does that factor into your planning for the fall with all this goofiness going on?
That's the biggest factor that we have is while there won't be a full-blown distance learning program like it is right now, we still will have independent study. And so the governor is pushing school districts and say, answer this need for students that want to do distance learning through your independent study program. And so the question is, and we're doing the survey this week, how many parents are going to choose to keep their children home on independent study? If it falls true to what it is right now, 1 in 3 are keeping their children home. And so we're hopeful to carve that down. I would love to get that in the 10 to 15% range who want to keep their children home. Because
do you still have the responsibility then for the laptops and all that kind of the hardware to make that possible?
Oh, absolutely, because we're going to be one-to-one. We already are one-to-one, and so we have the materials. We'll supply them. So if you're an independent study, we'll get you a Chromebook.
Why would anybody want to go to school?
Well, we have a lot who do want to go to school.
Or so, why would anybody not want to go to school? I mean, there's got to be some schools of thought for both of them that are kind of the normal knee-jerk. Okay, I want to go to school because 1, 2, 3. I want my kid not to go to school or to be independent study because of 1, 2, 3.
There's a whole variety of reasons why parents choose what they choose, and it's so unique and individual to each family choice that I couldn't give a blanket answer to that. The blanket answer that I can give is if a student is not performing well on distance learning right now, we do not plan to allow them to continue on distance learning. And so if a student is using it for an excuse to just simply not get out of bed and not complete their assignments, and it'll bother me less if I'm at home not completing my assignments than in the classroom, that's not a good enough reason for us to assign them to independent study.
So it has to be substantiated why?
That's correct.
By and large.
Yes. And one of the biggest substantiations will be, were you successful on distance learning this year? And if you are able to cut the mustard on distance learning and continue to learn and perform at a respectable level, we'll allow it to continue out. And then there's going to be some individual unique things out there.
There always are, but those are the exceptions rather than a third of the student body.
Correct. Correct.
Hmm. Interesting, interesting times ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, it makes it incredibly difficult to plan our teaching force and who's going to be where and who's going to be teaching what. Not so much at the elementaries, but at the high school where they have a single subject teaching credential.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll be using the tie differently later on. I don't know. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend, too. See everybody tomorrow.